Talk Live. It's your show. 1-800-259-9231. We are at the New Hampshire Liberty Forum, and it's Mark with you.
And Gar.
And we've been doing back-to-back interviews here. And now with us we have Tom Baugh. Tom, you wrote a book called Starving the Monkeys, Fight Back Smarter. What did this tell us your background and what this book's about?
Well, first of all, before we start talking about the book, I'd like to say thank you to the Free State Project for inviting me to speak this year at 2010 Liberty Forum up here in New Hampshire. My background, just briefly, is that I'm a former Marine officer. I went to the Naval Academy. I graduated in 88. I'm a veteran of Desert Storm. I've run my own companies for probably about 15 years now. And I've learned a lot of things about running small businesses and free trade and the ways that the government gets in the way of people just wanting to take care of themselves and their families. And that's really ultimately what we want. We want to be able to take care of ourselves, take care of our families. And what drives us into activism is when things get in the way of that. So this is a really important time in our country, and people are getting more and more harassed and backed into a corner economically in many cases.
Yeah, more of their paychecks are going to the government, and it's, you know, the government's cracking down with the IRS on different people. Absolutely.
And right. Yet the people who oppose this are looked at as the aggressors.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. And that's why the subtitle of the book is Fight Back Smarter. Mm-hmm. Because the basic theme of Starving the Monkeys, Fight Back Smarter is that all these encroachments on liberty, all the abuse of law enforcement, all of these things that seem totally out of hand and the government is out of touch is really, in the theme of this book, is that that's what the majority of the people in this country want. And it seems weird to people that are like at a free state forum or a libertarian event to think that you may actually be in the minority. And so if you're in the minority and you want liberty, and if the majority actually does want tyranny, you can't just do the normal things. You can't do the voting. You can't do the educating. You can't do the protesting, the rallies, the suing, the begging. Those things won't work. Because if you're in the minority, they don't care.
The majority gets their way.
Exactly. And so you've got to fight back smarter. You've got to learn different strategies that aren't what we would like to think of. We'd like to think that rules and truth and justice matter. And to some extent, they still do. But it's becoming obvious with the legislation we see coming down the pike that there may be a time very soon when rules and truth and justice don't matter anymore. And Radley was talking earlier about some of the abuse of law enforcement. Well, people say things like, I'm going to go get my gun, or I'm going to, you know, let them pry it out of my hands.
Yeah.
You know. Well, I like to say cold, dead hands won't win this war. I mean, if you get your gun and you try to fight it out, they're just going to kill you.
And you know, the fact is, there are multiple examples of that happening in American history, in the recent history.
Right. And there's a better way to go. And I talk about some of these things in the book. And one of the things to keep in mind is that the people who would defend their liberty, who would get out there and try to make something happen, or even as some of the Free State Project people are seeing, that you just go out and say, I want to exercise my rights, and you get harassed.
That's true.
Right? In many ways, just like with gun grabbing, what they're trying to do is trying to intimidate you or trying to provoke you into reacting so that then they can throw the power of law at you. Right? And so we have to look at it a different way and realize that these abusive things are not about just taking away your liberty. What they're trying to do is set up an evolutionary system to get rid of exactly the people that we're going to need later, because we're headed for a collapse.
I think you know, the United States government is spending itself into a collapse. It's difficult for me to imagine something else.
Right. All right. Yeah, we're seeing small businesses and homeowners ruined. Farmers are dismantling some of their infrastructure. So we're facing a time of irreparable economic damage. The IRS enforcement this summer is probably going to be worse than it has ever been because the revenues are dropping off.
And clearly,
don't forget they're going to be doing the new medical program, too, if you don't want to.
Right,
they're going to be there,
right,
enforcing
absolutely.
That, too.
They're the ones enforcing the Treasury Department. And I think clearly we have already reached the point of lawlessness, and we reached it a long time ago. It's just
right.
That not enough people realize it, or enough people don't care.
right,
that
exactly.
They're getting the advantages. I mean, de Tocqueville warned about this in the early 1800s, and
right.
we're there.
It's right, happened. Absolutely. And the message that the majority is sending to people who love liberty is basically stay in your cage. And in the context of starving the monkeys, don't threaten our banana supply. They're trying to get you to just bow down and take care of them. And it's time, Atlas Shrugged fans will see the theme. It's time to stop feeding them. And unfortunately, unlike in Atlas Shrugged, where things got bad, and then when it got halfway bad, everybody decided, oh, okay, we're going to stop you, right. We're going to give you your liberty back, and we're going to give you your freedom back. That's not the way it is. When things start getting bad, people are going to demand, the majority who are oppressing us, they're going to demand even more. And that's going to cause an avalanche effect that will just totally collapse everything.
Now, when you say the majority, and I think it may be right, because now, as I understand it, I've heard this statistic somewhere. I don't have it all sitting right here in front of me. But more than 50% of Americans work for the government, either through as a bureaucrat on a state, local, or federal level, or they have contracts. They work for a company that has contracts with the government. And
right.
We have a nation of bureaucrats.
Right, and beyond that, everybody who benefits from a regulation, like if you have a license to do some vocation,
mm-hmm.
you're benefiting from a government monopoly. Are you going to want that status quo to change?
Absolutely right.
Probably not.
Right.
I mean, it doesn't mean that everybody who's in one of those classes is a bad person. It just means they have a propensity to depend on the status quo, and that bias is a very, very dangerous force that I don't think enough people are awake to yet.
Tom, people want to find the book. Where
right.
should they go?
They can go to Starving, I-N-G, the Monkeys, K-E-Y-S. I think I spelled that right.
Not Mickey Dolenz and Davy Jones.
Right. Starvingthemonkeys.com.
Okay. And what would you, can you give us some examples of what people would find, the approach that you would suggest?
Yeah, tell me the solution. Okay. That's a good point. All struggles in history are economic. And so what I present in this book is ways of recapturing the basic economics of how we are supposed to live with each other. We're supposed to trade value for value, and we've been bred away from that. We've been trained to not even think in those terms. And so I give some tutorials in there of some basic economic principles that nobody's learning in school anymore. Nobody's taught for a long, long time. And unfortunately, it's 400 pages, so it's a lot more than we can go into here. But there's a lot of basic economic training. There's some materials that you need to go out and get to refresh yourself. Atlas Shrugged is one of those. Adam Smith, Wealth of Nations. There's a whole series of things that people need to learn in order to learn what an economy actually is and what free trade means. What we've been experiencing in this country is not free trade. It's corporatism. It's a regulatory environment that benefits large businesses and weeds out the little guys.
Yeah, it's trade, but it's not free trade.
Exactly.
Right.
And so it's hard for people to get their mind around, especially if they've been isolated. If we are in the minority, imagine the guy who's never heard this message, never heard the free state people, never heard any of these independence things. They could feel like they're all by themselves. And the fight back smarter part, I want to throw this out real quick. If you're out there and you feel like you're at the end of the rope, I want you to hang in there, because the future after the collapse is going to belong to those of us who know how to create value. And your oppressors are going to go away soon. When the tyranny starts, what that means is they're about to go away, because they can't feed all these people,
mm.
right?
Mm. So right. Well, people in the government don't produce anything. They don't
exactly.
grow food. They
right.
they don't transport that food to the grocery store. They don't stock it on the shelves. They don't do anything but steal money out of the pockets of each one of the people
right.
that does that.
Right. And yeah. so if you're feeling like you're end of the rope, get back to those basic economic principles and wait, because your time will come.
And Tom, on economics, I know we're running up against the clock very soon. On economics, do you see, based on what the central bank, the Federal Reserve, the Treasury Department, the various administrations going back for years, not just this one, and both parties have done regarding the infusion of liquidity into the system. Do you see a future coming of very, very bad inflationary problems that could be so bad that people better start getting prepared now?
Gardner, don't you know that asking that question makes you a conspiracy theorist? And,
oh, man.
Or maybe even a domestic
list.
Terrorist. That's right. Of course, yeah, that's going to have a major effect.
Right. Starvingthemonkeys.com?
Yes, sir.
Thank you very much, Tom Baugh.
And thank you for having me.
Thanks.
Hi, this is Larry Janeski of Larry Janeski's Basement Systems. I've been helping homeowners all across the country get the most out of their basements for 22 years. Right now, I'm going to bat for you. You won't believe how affordable a dry, usable basement can be. Call 888-600-1113 and take advantage of the economy to get the best deal in years. Now is the best time to fix your basement and keep your hard-earned money in your own pocket. Call 888-600-1113 or visit TalkBasements.com, and I'll give you $500 off your full perimeter basement waterproofing system. You can use your beautiful basement today for your child's playroom, a home office, or just extra storage, and don't pay a cent until 2010. I'll stand behind our work forever with a lifetime warranty. Call 888-600-1113 or visit TalkBasements.com, and I'll give you a free WaterWatch alarm. Call 888-600-1113. Or visit TalkBasements.com.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you've got to try MyPillow. Introducing the most revolutionary, most comfortable, and coolest pillow ever, MyPillow. Imagine your very own custom fit pillow. MyPillow is the only pillow of its kind on the market that uses a patented fill, custom made to your exact individual needs. MyPillow is 100% made in the USA and has a natural built-in cooling effect that keeps your cervical nerves cool, and that helps you get the best REM sleep possible. MyPillow helps alleviate snoring, migraine, sleep apnea, and other sleeping disorders. MyPillow is antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, machine washable and dryable, comes in many sizes and will not go flat. And best of all, MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So what do you have to lose? Except poor sleep. Go to MyPillowShop.com. Mention coupon code GCN and receive up to $40 off. That's MyPillowShop.com. Or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. MyPillow, for the rest of your life.
For men who want intimacy and pleasure back in their life, it's not a question of if, but when. So men, when you want the spark back in your love life, when you want to bring back intimacy, when you want to please the special woman in your life, use Mojo Ryzen. Mojo Ryzen is a safe, revolutionary herbal sexual formula for men that combines ancient Chinese school of thought and modern science to significantly support stamina, performance, and pleasure. Mojo Ryzen is a proven 100% natural product that works the first time, every time. Mojo Ryzen works even after consuming alcohol. Mojo Ryzen will not give you unwanted side effects. Mojo Ryzen will allow you to give your partner what they deserve. Try just 3 capsules of Mojo Ryzen, and if not completely satisfied, send back the remainder for a full refund. Buy Mojo Ryzen at mojo-radio.com. That's mojo-radio.com. Or call toll-free 1-877-330-1120. That's 1-877-330-1120. Go big, go strong with Mojo Ryzen all night long.
The healing revolution is here. Naturally. Announcing King Bio Natural Medicines, over 200 powerful physician-tested homeopathic formulas for mind, body, and pets. Now you can fall asleep naturally with King Bio Sleep Aid. And when you order online today, you'll receive a free guide booklet to natural medicine. Supplies limited, so order at kingbio.com. That's kingbio.com. Kingbio.com, your natural pharmaceutical company.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
Free Talk Live coming to you live from the New Hampshire Liberty Forum 2010. It has been a busy weekend here. I've been doing introductions for all the people that are speaking. There have been dozens of them. Hundreds of people have come to the event, and we are now doing back-to-back interviews. Our next, this is Mark with you.
And Guard.
And real quick before we go on, I want to tell you about the IHS's summer seminar program. It's now accepting applications. They have 11 different seminars in cities across the country. They provide, that's the Institute for Humane Studies, they provide the meals and the housing. All you have to do is, if you're in college, you know, in college, going into college, apply by March the 31st at libertarianseminars.com. It's libertarianseminars.com. And right now we have Boston Tea Party with us.
Hello, Mark. Good to be here.
You are a prolific writer, and we're going to do an interview, but I want to take this. We have a call that came in, and
sure.
He was for the last guest, but, you know, I'm going to take his call anyway. Frank from Ohio.
Hi, fellas. Hey, I like to help connect the dots for your listening audience so they make it simple for them to understand. My question to Mr. Barr was connect the dots for people while he was having the interview with you to connect the how the Treasury Department will be connected to the health care spending.
Right. Gardner can handle that one.
Yeah, we're talking Timothy Geithner and the IRS because there will be a fine if you, and this is one of the big economic chess pieces that they've moved in.
Thank you, Frank.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Frank. Just very quickly, and Boston can address this probably specifically or on a wider scale as far as the movement of the United States goes. But the U.S. government in this bill, which will probably be passed tomorrow in a very Byzantine, bizarre way that doesn't really matter whether it's a legal way or it's not a legal way. They're going to do whatever the hell they want. And what they want to do is force insurance companies to accept people with pre-existing conditions. I've always said this is the linchpin on how they will raise prices for individual policy or businesses that have health insurance. They will force people, the insurance companies, to accept people with pre-existing conditions. Now, the insurance companies, in turn, have said, wait a minute. What's going to happen is people are going to wait till they get sick, then they're going to get their insurance, and then our rates are going to go up because only the sick people are going to have insurance. So we need to have healthy people in our pools. So the government responded by saying, well, we will fine people. And it's a $2,500 fine. It's also on a scale up to a certain amount of your income. And the fine is not really steep enough to make it much of a penalty for
right.
people not to get insurance.
Right. So, insurance for my family now is going to be more than $300 a month, and that is more than $2,500
exactly.
a year.
Exactly.
So if I can't, and an insurance company is forced to take me whenever I'm ill, so I have a heart attack, I give them a call.
Right.
It's cheaper for me to just pay the fine to the government than it is for me to carry health insurance.
And you're right.
This
right.
is a stupid system with bad incentives.
And those are the chess piece dynamics that get you to the point where Treasury Secretary Timothy Geithner and the IRS will be the ones who come knocking on your door because you're going to have to confirm this on your Internal Revenue April 15th thing. So welcome, Boston, on such a fine and wonderful piece of news.
Well, thanks, Gardner. Yeah.
Now, Boston Tea Party, you there's a competing organization to the Free State Project, and it's called Free State West.
FreeStateWyoming.org.
Okay.
And I would say complimenting and not competing.
All right.
It may have seemed as competition from one aisle to the other a few years ago, but you know, we've worked it out. It's like, you know, y'all are here, we're there. And
I don't think competition's unhealthy.
No, I don't either. But and there's enough to go around. Had Wyoming won the Free State Project vote, I think some folks out here in New Hampshire would have started Free State New Hampshire. Just because there's enough market for an eastern alternative, just like there was vice versa for the west. So
tell us about it. I have never been to, I've been to Wyoming, but Free State Wyoming wasn't going on at that time. So I'm not familiar. Come
right. I was a participant before the vote in the FSP and had opted in for Montana, Wyoming, and Idaho.
Not Alaska?
Not Alaska,
okay.
No. But my view of a free state success is that it would require a sparsely populated state. That seems to me to be the universal ingredient to an existing freedom in culture. And once you have too many people per square mile, things tend to go south. Everyone, you know, gets unreasonable and says, there ought to be a law, and then there is.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why Wyoming at 6 people per square mile was attractive to me, amongst other reasons.
It's darn close to the least populated state in the nation.
It's the least populated, but only the second most sparsely populated.
Okay.
You know, Alaska has fewer people per square mile,
right.
but more people in the state.
Okay.
It didn't used to be that way, but Wyoming has about 550,000. The Free State Wyoming has had about 100 movers come to the state. Our statement of intent is a little different from the FSP's, whereas it's not tied to any number that has to join first and then it kicks off the move. At the FSW, once you sign your statement of intent, we expect you here in 7 years. Okay. So we've got a few earlier movers and a percentage of our per participating signers. And most of us in the northeast corner, I would say. We've got dozens of people there. We've got a fantastic shooting and campout weekend that we do every year in June. And we had about 100 people last year and about 150 people expected this year.
It's expanding.
What's in the northeast corner of Wyoming?
It's in the north and eastern corner of the state.
Well, I got, I got that part. What's there? What city? The Devil's Tower there?
Devil's Tower is there, okay. In Crook County and so forth. The Black Hills from South Dakota spill over into Wyoming.
So you're in Lakota country?
Lakota? Oh, absolutely, yeah.
Awesome.
In areas. It's very pretty country, a lot of game if you like to hunt, and you can ski nearby. There's two major airports within an hour, so there's a lot going on for us in the northeast.
I don't hunt. I'm afraid the deer will win.
If you're afraid, then they will win.
What are you,
they sense fear.
What are you getting? You know, Boston. You've got tons of books out. And let's mention some of the books. I've brought it up before. And we had over at Liberty Conspiracy. We had a great production by Glenn Jacobs.
Oh right.
And he referred to Hologram of Liberty a lot. Just terrific book about the Constitution seems to have either been intentionally set up by the lawyers who wrote it to be not a protector of freedom, or, as Lysander Spooner says, it was highly inadequate to hold up the task. What are you hearing from the people who are coming out to Wyoming now as we're feeling the effects of this lack of not only sticking into the Constitution, but the Constitution not stopping this from happening?
Yeah. You can make a big difference in your life depending on where you live in the country. That's the point of the free state movement. And anybody going from New York to New Hampshire will feel the positive difference immediately. The same thing if you move from California to Wyoming, you'll feel an immediate positive change, a breath of fresh air. Folks are realizing that nationally politics probably aren't going to improve. We just don't have leverage at that level. But we can have a statewide leverage. And until we have a strong statewide leverage, you can have a local positive benefit to just going from a better state to a better state. So I think people are giving up on national politics, their expectations they had, and having more reasonable local and state expectations, which I think we can achieve.
And then other books that you've written have addressed certain specific issues. And I don't know if you would like to address how people are worried about those things when they're coming to Wyoming, or what the benefits might be of looking into the Free State Wyoming project to find people who are they're worried just like you are, and you were sounding alarms years ago.
Yeah, I was. You know, someone like me writing books, you're running around with binoculars on your head going, look out, you know, and it's still 5 years away or 10 years away, but it is coming. It was there, something to see. It is coming. And now you don't need the binoculars on your head anymore. It's right there for everyone.
Boston, we're up against the clock.
Understood. Thanks for having me. It's a pleasure.
Check out his books, everybody.
JavelinPress.com.
Free Talk Live.
Thank you.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com, or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Hello. At ofthefield.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on ofthefield.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
As a homesteader attempting to live sustainably, I was floored by the amount of information in this book.
Dear Linda, I would be hard-pressed to express how much you have impacted my life.
I'm amazed by the wealth of the author's knowledge and the depth of the coverage in this book.
As we see more and more GMO foods on the shelves, this information is good to know.
I am thankful to God for you, Linda.
I can't say enough about this book.
Blessings to you and your family.
The greatest effect
effect this book has had on me and my family is that we truly see Earth's bounty everywhere.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at ofthefield.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
The healing revolution is here, naturally. Announcing King Bio Natural Medicines, over 200 powerful physician-tested homeopathic formulas for mind, body, and pets. Now you can fall asleep naturally with King Bio's Sleep Aid. And when you order online today, you'll receive a free guide booklet to natural medicine. Supplies limited. So order at kingbio.com. That's kingbio.com. Kingbio.com, your natural pharmaceutical company.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
Free Talk Live, we are live at the New Hampshire Liberty Forum 2010. It has been an interview after interview tonight on the show. Thanks, everybody, for listening to all our great guests.
Great time.
Yep. I want to tell you about InterKnobs. That's InterKnobs.com. They are sponsor of the show. They provide you with knobs and pulls for your kitchen or bath. If you're thinking about remodeling or building something new, check out the big box stores. Check out Home Depot. Check out Lowe's. Check out those places. But buy your knobs and pulls. Once you find the kind you want and get to touch them and hold them, go to InterKnobs.com because they've got them there and they've got them there less. It's a wholesale site. You can use code FTL to save 11% off your order. That's code FTL. And they've also got a closeout section that's 50 to 80% off, plus you get the discount on top of that. InterKnobs.com, code FTL.
Well, Mark, it's been an amazing time so far, and we highly recommend that people check out the Free State Project. And
FreeStateProject.org?
Absolutely, and we're very glad that I'm very glad to be here. And I want to thank you for letting me come in. I'll let you just take over, introduce our next guest and so on. And thanks, Ian, for letting me fill in, too. I know we're reaching towards the end of the show.
You and your pleasantries. We've had big names all night.
This is one of the big ones.
Yeah, this is one of the big ones.
This is a guy I've been reading for a long time.
Oh, hold your hats, folks. It's Jacob Hornberger from the Future of Freedom Foundation.
Yay! Yes!
Now, Jacob, you're certainly one of the premier speakers. You're all over the country speaking about liberty. And, people are thinking more about liberty now than they have in my lifetime, at least since the contract with America back in the 90s. By the way, they broke the contract. And, now liberty's really on people's mind. And healthcare is on people's mind. They're jamming it down our throats. What's going to happen?
Yeah, well, these are exciting times because for the first time, as far as I think in my lifetime, ever-increasing numbers of people are asking questions. And when people are asking questions, there's a chance they'll get to the solution as compared to what we see in the past where everybody just robotically says yes or to the big ever-growing state. But healthcare is a good example of this. I mean, you know, the government, as you know, every statist in the world won't take responsibility for their debacles. And healthcare is a good example of this. They enacted Medicare and Medicaid in the 60s under Johnson, who, of course, had been inspired by Roosevelt's socialist programs and the New Deal.
Yeah.
And people warned him. I mean, the libertarians at that time, the advocates of liberty at that time, said, you go down this socialist road, and you're going to end up with nothing but crises in health care, and you're going to ultimately destroy America's health care system, which was the finest in the world. It was based totally on the free market principle. And
50, 60 years ago, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so, of course, now it's all coming to fruition. And so, but what do they say? They say, oh, this is all because of the free market.
Oh, this is one of the most, Jacob, I'm so glad you're here. One of my friends in the freedom community is Sheldon Richmond. Sheldon, awesome, awesome guy. And I did some writing for Free here and there, and Mises here and there, and, you know, all these different organizations. And here are the libertarians saying, here's the deal. FDR institutes wage and price controls, and what happens? Companies try to offer non-monetary compensation. The market responds to these perverse incentives in various ways. So what happens? Then they come up with Medicare and Medicaid. So what happens? Then in the 70s, they have tax incentives for group insurance. They do all these things, and then various states, we were talking in another segment, various states have already instituted what they're proposing on a federal level, mandating to insurance companies that they have to accept people with pre-existing conditions. And now everybody wonders why their private health insurance policies are going through the roof. And they complain to government, and government says, well, these insurance companies are hurting people. Barack Obama had a speech in Ohio where he highlighted a letter by a woman who said, I can't afford my health insurance. I'm going to drop my health insurance. It's gone up 40%, 60%, 30% every year. Well, if you look back at it, Ohio passed almost 9 years ago a law forcing insurance companies to accept people with pre-existing conditions. Of course it goes up. But only people like you explain this to people, but it seems that you are noticing that people are catching on, and maybe it's too late to stop this, but...
Well, it may be too late to stop this, but in the long run, I mean, people need to figure out that this is what Ludwig von Mises was talking about when he said that one government intervention inevitably leads to more interventions, and you couldn't find a better example of that than in healthcare. Every time they have a crisis, what do they propose? A new intervention to solve the problems from the previous intervention. And so everybody stops thinking about, why don't we just pull the weed out by its original root?
Right.
Notice that nobody in all these health care plans is saying, why don't we just repeal Medicare and Medicaid on the demand side, get rid of occupational licensure on the supply side, as Milton Friedman, a Nobel laureate economist, proposed many years ago. There is your solution. But as long as you accept the premise of the socialistic welfare state and you fall into this thing of, I can come up with a reform, then you're going to end up with these debacles for the rest of your life.
Yes, yes.
You know, it's surprising that, you know, the government never comes out and says, oh, sorry for getting involved and messing things up, we'll just step out.
Yeah,
that's not going to happen.
And people wonder, Mark and Jacob, people wonder how much of this is intentional, how much of this is accidental, coincidental. And it really doesn't matter in the end. The nature of government is to continue doing these things. Because, of course, you know, the public choice theorists have already noted that the special interests have incentives to go in and try to get the legislation passed. And the politicians have an interest. The emotional face of the person without health insurance seems to trump the economic and logical arguments and the historical examples that we can give of how those people who couldn't afford insurance could afford insurance if it were left to the free market with competition, bringing down costs and better products. Do you think that tomorrow's going to be a vote? And obviously we're concentrating on this subject, but there's so many other subjects, and if people go to your website and they can check out everything. Do you have any predictions and predictions about the vote tomorrow and then predictions about what might happen after that?
Well, I'm the worst predictor in the world when it comes to these politicians. But from what I read in the paper, they're already cutting deals with Democrats that lets them off the hook and vote against it so they don't lose votes in their district, which sort of implies to me they've got the necessary numbers to get it passed. I mean, that's the game they play.
Yeah.
And but I think what's really critically important is that we raise people's vision to a much bigger level than just trying to stop this thing. Because you can spend the rest of your life trying to stop every one of these interventions. what we're really trying to do in this freedom movement, libertarian movement, whatever label you want to put on it, is restore the overall heritage of what it once meant to be free. No more income tax, no more IRS, no more Medicare, no more Medicaid, no more Social Security, no more welfare, no more warfare. Then all of a sudden you're talking about a free society, and by the way, that's the way Americans live for more than 125 years.
Absolutely right. And you know, Mark, I've mentioned a few times that book, The Tragedy of American Compassion by Marvin Alasky, and that's a great example, and there are other ones from A Freedom to the Welfare State and the different types of books that have shown what Americans used to do. And we mentioned to Tocqueville earlier in the program that he came over to do a study of American prisons, and he ended up being so fascinated by the civic organizations that were out there. And it seems that people just don't yet grasp it. And I'm so glad that you're out there working. What would you recommend to people today if they're seeing what's happening? We know the Republicans are going to probably come in and get more votes if this thing passes tomorrow. And so they'll get more votes in the next election. But I am very fearful that there are too few Republicans out there who understand economics as libertarians understand economics to be able to say, okay, when we're repealing various aspects of this, we're also going to repeal this and this and this that will set for more failure. See, what I think they'll do is they'll leave in the pre-existing condition mandates. They'll leave in those things that will force the insurance companies to go up. They'll do things like a reinsurance pool or some high-risk pool that the companies will have to invest in. And in the long run, we're going to be back here in 4 years, even if the Republicans, or 5 years or 6 years, even the Republicans repeal this. Have you noticed, and it seems like you're hopeful in a way, that more people are picking up on the economics, they're learning about the economics, the maybe the nexus of political economics. Are they picking up on this?
Not the politicians. I mean, to me, there's not a dime's worth of difference between a Republican and a Democrat.
Right.
I mean, they both love big government, with the exception of Ron Paul, of course. But the rest of them, they love big government. They look for the opportunities to try to save and fix the welfare state and the warfare state. They're taking away our civil liberties. And the only hope lies with the American people. And that's where we got to start looking.
Jacob Hornberger, Future Freedom Foundation. How can people find you?
FFF.org. All our stuff's there.
A congressman recently revealed that legislation totaling 2,900 pages and involving more than $1 trillion was available to members of Congress for less than 48 hours to study and consider. That's over 60 pages of legislation per hour. Do you think anyone read the entire bill? I'm Jim Babkin with DownsizeDC.org. Consider a proposal buried in a 3,200-page, $388 billion bill, which would have empowered committee chairmen or their agents to examine Americans' tax returns. When this horrible provision came to light, no one claimed to know how it got into the bill. One congressman questioned said, I didn't write it, I didn't approve it, I wasn't even consulted. If your attorney represented you this way, he might be disbarred. But this is how Congress represents you every day. That's why DownsizeDC.org has created the Read the Bills Act. You can force Congress to read their bills before they pass them at DownsizeDC.org.
As the economy continues to decline, patriots across the nation are preparing for the worst. The world is changing fast. Are you fully prepared? Or will you be forced to eat government soup? At PatriotFood.com, we offer you 135 pounds of dehydrated food and six varieties of canned meat for half price. And at SurvivalistSeeds.com, we now offer 50 non-GMO varieties of vegetables and over 10,000 heirloom seeds. That's twice as many as our competition for the same price. PatriotFood.com and SurvivalistSeeds.com. Food insurance, just in case. Owned by me, Big John Lipscomb, host of Don't Tread on Me radio show.
Did you rob Bill Gates? DidYouRobBillGates.com is a worldwide internet system that can bring you both immediate cash and long-term passive residual income, earning thousands of U.S. dollars every single week. This automated system works for you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, around the planet without inventory, shipping, billing, selling, or credit stress. Powerful and effective, our co-op marketing program works for us, and now it can work for you as well. DidYouRobBillGates.com is your global system for real success. Time to enjoy your life. Time to enjoy your family, travel, sports, fun. Bring the perks back to your life. Moms and dads worldwide, even those with zero experience, all plug in and watch in amazement as DidYouRobBillGates.com delivers success and abundance to their lives. Now, no matter where on earth you live, get to DidYouRobBillGates.com right now. www.DidYouRobBillGates.com. www.DidYouRobBillGates.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
Free Talk Live coming to you live from the New Hampshire Liberty Forum 2010. It's Mark with you.
Vanguard.
And, it's just been a staccato interview one after another here, and now we've got on with us Dan Mitchell from Cato, the Cato Institute, Cato.org.
That's correct.
So, Dan, you handle fiscal policy over there, do lots of radio interviews. What do you think is the most dangerous thing facing the United States from an economic standpoint right now?
Well, certainly the prospect of government-run health care passing tomorrow would be high on the list, but let me look at the other side of the fiscal ledger, the tax side. Of course, we have a monstrous Internal Revenue Code. But if I was to pick out one thing that's going to hit us next 5 years, probably, the politicians in Washington are salivating over a value-added tax. That's what they need if they want to bring government to European welfare state levels. They need that giant new source of revenue. And if that ever happens, then it's not just a case of people moving to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. We better move the Free State Project to the Cayman Islands or something, because America as we know it and love it will be lost.
So this value-added tax, what would it look like?
Value-added tax is basically a national sales tax, but it's not like the fair tax that some of my tax reform friends are in favor of. A value-added tax is hidden inside the price of products, and this is the critical thing, it would be an add-on tax. So we would have the horrible IRS, the entire Internal Revenue Code, but then we would have layered on top of it this giant financing mechanism for the welfare state, which is exactly what happened in Europe.
Now, this is added on at every layer of how a product's produced. So if you've they cut down the tree, the lumber guy, the tree guy adds a VAT, the lumber mill adds a VAT, the cabinet, the cabinet maker adds a VAT, and then the retailer adds a VAT too.
And the retailer adds a VAT. In theory, if you have a 20% VAT, which is actually lower than the average in Europe, but if you had a 20% VAT, it would be the same as a 20% just regular consumer sales tax, but you wouldn't know it, which is why the experience we've seen in Europe, it's so easy to raise because consumers have no idea it's happening. They blame it on, those greedy businesses keep raising prices, but it's the value-added tax being increased by politicians to finance more corrupt vote buying.
Right. Because when somebody goes and buys a Coca-Cola at the convenience store for 99 cents, I don't know what convenience store you can still do that at, but you buy the Coca-Cola for 99 cents, and then you go up to the register, and it costs you $1.10. At the very least, they understand that 11 cents is going to the government. They might have been surprised. They may not understand it. So if it went from 99 cents to $1.19, they'd be like, wow, the government's getting a big chunk here. But since the value-added tax is hidden inside, they wouldn't see it. They just say, darn it, Coca-Cola is charging too much.
Exactly. But let's keep in mind, the real problem driving this is government is getting bigger and bigger. Milton Friedman famously told us that the ultimate tax is the size of government, because whether they finance it by borrowing out of the productive sector of the economy, taxing, or printing money, it's all the same. Resources are being transferred from where they're used efficiently and productively to the political process where they're used for vote buying. I don't want to use economic jargon about inefficiency and resource allocation, but there's a reason why Hong Kong grows faster than America, and there's a reason why America grows faster than France. The bigger the government, the more corrupt and inefficient the way the economy works.
This is Dan, I'm so glad you brought that up, because with the government spending that's been going on, they only have a few ways to try to handle this spending. They can try to issue bonds. Nobody's going to buy the bonds because they know the bonds are going to be paid back with worthless bills. They can increase taxes. As you say, people, if they become aware of it, will go up in arms. Or they can print money. They can monetize the debt. Monetizing has already really begun, and people aren't really talking about it. Could we say an analog might be when people go to their gas pumps and they're pumping gas, there is nothing labeled. In fact, it's illegal to put on how much is tax that they're paying in their gasoline prices. The same thing will start to happen for all products.
Exactly. Very few Americans understand that, what is it, I think 44 cents out of every gallon of gas is taxation on average.
It's an average.
Depending on your state. No one understands
that. And locality.
If you go to Europe and you talk to people in European countries when I'm over there giving speeches, they don't really know how much is the VAT. They might wasn't it 22%? They just don't know every time that they're buying something that government is getting a huge chunk of the money. And at the end of the day, again, this is what I come back to, if we want to have any chance of rescuing America from big government, we better stop this.
You know, the VAT's a huge issue, but we just talked on monetizing the debt. And what that brings up in my mind is I've seen a chart recently where they're talking about the number of dollars printed per year or something like that. And it looks like a cliff. It just shoots up in 2009.
Talk about a hockey
off
stick.
The top. You know, it's trickling down here at the bottom, and then vroom, it's just through the ceiling. Well, explain that to me, Dan.
You probably saw a chart looking at something called the monetary base. I don't want to put your listeners
M0
or anything like that, but we did have a big increase in money creation. Let's just keep it very basic. When we hit the financial crisis. Now, this hasn't broken out into general inflation because banks are sitting on all this money. And there is a big question among financial markets and Fed watchers. What's going to happen? You know, let's knock on wood, assuming and hoping the economy begins to pick up. All this excess liquidity out there, will the Fed do the responsible thing and soak it up? A lot of people are worried that they won't, because Bernanke has shown himself to be basically very pliable to the political class in Washington. And I'm sure all of us share concerns about the entire structure of the Fed and things like that, but we have it. Let's at least hope that they behave independently and try to protect the value of the dollar. And Bernanke has shown that he might as well have an office in the White House, because he listens to the politicians and doesn't do the right thing for markets.
So right.
So it's my understanding that the fact that they printed so much money isn't quite as disastrous as I might imagine, like Weimar Germany kind of disastrous, because the banks are writing off debt at the same time, and because these loans, these bad housing loans that were created by the Fed in the first place, that money's kind of disappearing into those. Is that right?
Yeah. Banks now have huge reserves, and they actually now get paid interest by the Fed. So banks are perfectly content to sit on their hands and leave these big piles of money at the Fed, because they're getting interest on those reserves. But at some point, you know, yes, that's not exactly a route to big profit. So
sure,
at some point, if the economy picks up, banks would like to use that money, but it's too much. There's too much liquidity. And again, as I just said, will Bernanke do the right thing? Now I don't want to get again into the jargon, but yeah. If you're into monetary policy, you know there's something called velocity of money. And what happened with the financial crisis is velocity changed a lot. And so when velocity changes a lot, you can change your stock of money, and it's not going to have the traditional effect on inflation that we might otherwise expect. But again, that's why we have to look when the economy picks up, what is Bernanke going to do?
So besides the VAT tax and the socialized medicine coming to this country, which are terrible things, are you bullish or are you bearish on the economy in general? I mean, a lot of people are saying, you know, the next shoe has not yet dropped, and you know, buy an extra dog just so you have something to eat. That kind of disastrous stuff.
Well, first, let me say something about healthcare. We're already probably 65% socialized now. 46 cents out of every dollar is directly financed in healthcare is financed by the government, Medicare and Medicaid. And then the supposedly private part of our healthcare system is so driven by government regulations and the health care exclusion in the tax code. Only 12 cents out of every dollar is directly paid for out of pocket by consumers. No wonder we don't have a functioning market anymore in healthcare.
Now, does that include things like cosmetic surgery and stuff?
Well, this is the interesting thing. If you want to see where a free market actually works in healthcare, laser eye surgery and cosmetic surgery.
Veterinarian.
Why? Because people pay out of pocket. And what do we see in those isolated sectors of the healthcare economy? Falling prices, rising quality, consumer satisfaction. But when we have this giant third-party payment problem, because of government policy, we have widespread dissatisfaction of rising prices. If you tell me, Dan, you know what? For the next 5 years, every time you go out to eat, I'm paying 88 cents out of every dollar.
You're going to eat out more.
You're going to eat out.
Well, I'm going to eat out more, and I'm not going to go get those dollar McChicken sandwiches at McDonald's anymore. I'm going to go to the fancy steakhouses because someone's paying 88 cents on the dollar. That's what's happened to health care. Providers don't have an incentive to even advertise their prices. Consumers don't have an incentive to shop. You know, and this is what Jacob was just talking about in the previous segment. Government has so destroyed the healthcare sector. So really, as bad as what Obama's doing is, he's taking our economy, our healthcare sector, from 65% socialized to probably 79% socialized. Bad, but you know, we're already most of the way down the road.
Dan Mitchell, Cato.org. You guys got so many papers there that people can read on different fiscal policy. Thank you very much for being on the show.
Well, thank you.
Great work, Dan.
Thank you.
Free Talk Live.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest, new, and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color-free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.